What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control? People thought it would be Sandy Hook.
Well, you're asking me about gun control.
Yes.
I am not anxious to plunge into yet another difficult, contentious issue like the ones I already have. Mm-hmm. I do believe, however, that meaningful, responsible gun control is now part and parcel of Homeland Security. It's critical to public safety, but we have to face the fact that meaningful, responsible gun control has to be part of Homeland Security as well, given the prospect of homegrown, homeborn violent extremism in this country. We've seen this now with Orlando, tragically, with San Bernardino. And it's something that I think the American public and the Congress has to face and has to address.
And if they're on a watch list, should they be able to buy an assault weapon?
Well, a number of people have made the point that there are individuals who are on our no-fly list, who are on various other lists, who are able to purchase a weapon in this country. I believe that that's something that has to be addressed. I think that those of us in the executive branch and in the legislative branch have to face this.
With great respect, Mr. Secretary, you are head of Homeland Security. What do you think?
I believe that meaningful, responsible gun control is part of Homeland Security, and it's something we have to address.
Is this a new change? Is this the first time you're saying this? Is this a change?
I have not talked about gun control publicly at this point, but I think that we have to face the fact that gun control is part and parcel of Homeland Security, given how things are evolving.